Section 3, The Post-War Period. As you read, look for the international tensions after World War II, early steps taken toward desegregation, and vocabulary terms, Cold War and sit-in. Oklahoma's first native-born governor was Robert S. Kerr, who served during the war years from 1942 to 1946. In 1948, Kerr was elected to serve in the U.S. Senate, a seat he held until he died in January 1963. One of his lasting legacies is the McClellan-Kerr Arkansas River Navigation System. Roy J. Turner succeeded Kerr as governor. During his term, the repair and construction of many buildings on college campuses and other public institutions took place. In addition, construction of the turnpike between Oklahoma City and Tulsa was begun, and the highway was named for Turner. The Cold War. The two world military powers that emerged after World War II were the United States and the Soviet Union. Although they had fought on the same side during the war, their political differences distinctly separated them. Without the commonality of war, the cultural and political differences between the two widened even more. The power struggle between the two came to be called the Cold War, and it would last through four decades. The United States was determined to prevent the Soviet Union's communist government from expanding to other countries. The divided nation of Korea became ground zero for the struggle against communism in 1950, when communist North Korea invaded non-communist South Korea. The Korean conflict, called a police action by President Truman rather than a war, lasted 3 years. A ceasefire was signed on July 27, 1953, ending the fighting. An estimated 400,000 American troops joined a million others under the command of the United Nations in the Korean conflict. Several Oklahoma military units were deployed, including the 45th Division. About 450 Oklahomans died while serving in Korea. Fear of a nuclear war with the Soviet Union created a great deal of anxiety in America in the 1950s. Many homeowners across the country installed bomb shelters similar to storm cellars. School children were taught to duck and cover under their desk in the event of a bomb strike, and airplane spotters watched the skies for any suspicious activity. People learned to live with the threat and went about their daily activities. For children, the daily activities included many of the new toys: hula hoops, Mr. Potato Head, Legos, coonskin caps, space-age robots, matchbox cars, howdy-doody puppets, and Barbie dolls. In television shows, the good guys always won. Political leaders. Johnston Murray took office as Oklahoma's governor at the early part of the communist scare. At that time, all officials and employees of state government had to take an oath of loyalty to the United States and Oklahoma. Women's rights took a step forward during Murray's term when women were permitted to serve on juries. New roads and segregation were two of the issues before the next governor, Raymond Gary. More toll roads were approved, and plans called for three branches of the new interstate highway system, the East-West I-40, North-South I-35, and Northeast-Southwest I-44. Gary's administration worked with the legislature to abolish segregation laws. The Oklahoma State Regents called for desegregation in 1954. Even with some laws changed, it took years to improve the status of blacks in Oklahoma. History teacher Clara Looper vowed to fight segregation, and she led one of the first sit-ins in the United States. A sit-in occurs when a group of people enter a public facility and refuse to leave until they are recognized or their demands are met. In August 1958, Looper and 12 members of the NAACP, National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, Youth Council, went into Katz Drug Store in Oklahoma City, sat at the lunch counter, and ordered drinks. They were refused service at first, but the nonviolent sit-ins continued until the drugstore eventually desegregated its lunch counter and those in four other states. Looper participated in many demonstrations at cafeterias, churches, and amusement parks, marches, boycotts, and voter registration drives. She was arrested 26 times in her fight to end discrimination in the state. Prohibition was repealed under the administration of Governor J. Howard Edmondson in 1959. Oklahoma's bone-dry law, passed in 1917, was often contested and enforcement was sporadic. The question barely passed with a vote of 386,845 to 314,830. The bill provided that liquor could be sold in licensed retail liquor stores that were controlled by the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board. The Space Age Dawns. The rivalry between the United States and the Soviet Union evolved into the Space Age. The United States planned to launch an artificial satellite to map Earth's surface during a cycle of high solar activity in 1957 and 1958. Americans were caught by surprise when the Soviet Union launched Sputnik 1 on October 4, 1957, and the United States feared the Soviet technology could lead to nuclear warfare. The U.S. Defense Department immediately began work on the Explorer satellite project, which was launched January 31, 1958. In July 1958, Congress passed the National Aeronautics and Space Act, which created NASA. Project Mercury was NASA's first man-in-space program. Seven military test pilots were chosen by a rigorous process to be the first human voyagers into space, and they were called astronauts. One of the first seven astronauts was Air Force Captain Leroy Gordon Cooper, Jr. of Shawnee. Cooper piloted Faith 7, the last and longest of the Mercury missions, May 15, 1963. The first American female to successfully complete the screening process for NASA's Mercury 13 program in 1959 was Oklahoma's Geraldine M. Jerry Cobb. Although women had made great strides, the social climate in the late 1950s did not allow women to fly military jet fighter planes, and that rule was later added to the screening process, which caused the end of the Mercury 13 program. Cobb learned to fly when she was 12. As a commercial pilot in the 1950s, Cobb set several world altitude and speed records. After NASA dropped the Mercury 13 program, she flew humanitarian aid missions in South America. It's your turn. Number one. What two major world powers were involved in the Cold War? Number two. Who was Clara Looper? Number three. What was Sputnik 1? The following is a summary of Chapter 15. The state of Oklahoma and the rest of the country would not come out of the Depression until World War II. The actions of Germany, Italy, and Japan led to World War II. The United States was neutral at first, but finally entered the war in 1941 when Japan attacked Pearl Harbor. Oklahomans made significant contributions to the war effort. Oklahoma's 45th Infantry Division of the National Guard, known as the Thunderbirds, played a major role in the war. Native American code talkers assisted in transmitting and receiving messages that baffled the enemy. The role of women in society began to change as many joined the military or went to work in factories and defense plants. The war in Europe ended with the surrender of Germany in May 1945. The war in the Pacific did not end until August 1945, after the United States bombed Hiroshima and Nagasaki in Japan. Many returning servicemen and women took advantage of the GI Bill of Rights, which provided veterans with education and training and other benefits. The post-war rise in population was attributed to the baby boom. Television, music, and sports changed popular culture. Oklahoma's higher education segregation laws were challenged, and the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that black students must be treated the same as white students. The Cold War with the communists grew warmer with the Korean conflict in the 1950s. Oklahoma's segregation laws were challenged by a black teacher, Clara Looper, who led one of the first sit-ins in the United States at Katz Drugstore in Oklahoma City. Many Oklahomans participated in the dawning of the space age, including Gordon Cooper and Jerry Cobb.